This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you, and welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 6 on your Thursday morning. We're happy that you're here with us. We got lots going on here. Obviously, we've got the Missouri Senate has apparently recessed for the year. that's a line in the story that I missed. Have you been reporting that this morning, Kim?
No.
If you have, I apologize for that. But it after passing the amendment yesterday, apparently they just went ahead and left for the year. That's the line I'm seeing here for the Missouri Independent. They shut down Senate debate, passed the abortion bill, and basically gaveled out. So I don't know that anything else is going to happen this year.
So 2 days out, because they were supposed to end at 5 p.m. yesterday, or I'm sorry, 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, it says here the gallery, just as Republicans were moving to put an abortion ban on the ballot, protests erupted in the Senate gallery with abortion rights activists shouting down lawmakers. The gallery had to be cleared, including the press, and the Senate continued with its work until it adjourned for the year a few hours later. So they're done.
Well, isn't that nice? Maybe we should just adjourn. It's Thursday. I know we have another show tomorrow, but we just adjourn for the week.
Well, I think they knew that when they did the previous question, the PQ rule, which they apparently haven't done in 5 years. 2020 is the last time they had to PQ an issue in the Missouri Senate. So in other words, for the preceding 5 years, the very vocal minority in the legislature, that in this case happened to be the Democrat Party, has controlled everything. Just so you know that. You live in a super majority state of Republicans. But for the past 5 years, until yesterday at 6:30, that minority controlled what got through the Missouri legislature, so that big ticket items like IP reform and a bunch of other issues never made it to the end of session out of fear that the Democrat senators would filibuster it and tie up everything else. So we've missed out on big ticket items and because we've allowed a few squeaky voices in the minority to impose their own rules. Like, they're taking advantage of the rules to stifle conservative programs and legislation, but we didn't have legislators willing to use the PQ again. They said they have to be cautious. We should use it rarely. Nonsense. I'd use it every time. I'm sorry. If you have an agenda that you're elected to enforce, implement it. It's that simple. They do it in other states where the Democrats rule with an iron hand. Look at Illinois. They've done it for 40 years over there. And Mike Madigan's in going to jail for it. For some of his illegal issues of taking kickbacks and all that. I'm not saying go that far, don't get me wrong. But Mike Madigan ruled that state with an iron fist for years, and nothing the minority tried to do made any difference. That's why non-citizens can be police officers over in our little neighbor here just across the river in Illinois. So I don't know. That happened yesterday, kind of a big deal, but the Senate is done for the year. So I don't know if there's anything still being considered in the House that would have to be passed on to the governor that the Senate already approved. Maybe there'll be a special session called by the governor. But there's some important things to talk about with that, and we're going to get to it for you here in just a couple of minutes. We got Tanya J. Powers joining us from Fox News Radio this hour. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. Maybe we can talk more about the Pete Rose situation with Tom. Somebody sent me a meme this morning. It was pretty funny. It said Pete Rose's induction into the Hall of Fame brought to you by DraftKings. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's just that stupid that you can go bet on baseball in every stadium in America, but they wouldn't let this guy in the Hall of Fame for something he did 35 years ago. It's just silly season is what it is. All right, let's get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Whoops. I got no audio coming out of here, Ethan. I'm not
this
quite
will be
sure
one of the most consequential pieces of legislation ever passed by the United States Congress. It is large, it is comprehensive, and it deals with reconciling the budget in a way that will be fiscally responsible.
Yeah, Mike Johnson talking about what they're doing in the House of Representatives with the big, beautiful bill, and it's going to be consequential, to say the very least. I got nothing.
What happens if they were to go and arrest these members or if they would try to sanction them during the House of Representatives?
They'll find out. First of all, I think that the so-called Homeland Security spokesperson is a joke. It's a joke.
Hakeem Jeffries, he doesn't quite know what to do with the fact that when his members break the law, they should be above it, apparently. Democrats think some people should be above the law.
When you are comparing the spending of China, over a billion people, with the spending of Qatar, 2.6 million people, you have to ask yourself, why is Qatar spending that amount of money on, say, American universities? Qatar, I think, is not to be right. trusted in the same way as, for example, the Saudi royal family.
Yep. Ben Shapiro, with some of the same thoughts that have gone through my head, we've certainly had issues with Saudi citizens, including back on 9/11, famously. But here, we're pretty buddy-buddy with him right now. Ben Shapiro has some issues with that.
Because of DOGE, we were able to determine that there are a million people who are claiming Medicaid from multiple states. That's illegal. It's theft. You're not allowed to do that.
And Mr. Secretary, that has nothing to do with the budget that's
actually being proposed.
These are the
only cuts that are being made. These are the only cuts that are being made to Medicaid.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, RFK Jr. Having it out with one of the congressmen there, Dan Goldman, yesterday, trying to argue about what's going on with, of course, the Medicaid cuts. Now, there are going to be some cuts. There are going to be some cuts, but my point on this would be, Kim, raise your hand if you don't think there's any waste in Medicaid. For 10 years, and we can go back and we can trace the day here in Missouri, when Missouri voters on another initiative petition went to the polls and voted to expand Medicaid in Missouri. And we warned about it then. If the federal government ever cuts back on the amount of money that it pays for these programs, Missouri taxpayers are going to be on the hook for all of the free medical care you're about to give. And they didn't care. Because the populist groups came out, and that's all they cared about, and they passed it. Guess what's about to happen? Federal government's about to cut back on the amount of money it sends out for Medicaid. And taxpayers like you and I, anybody listening to my voice in the state of Missouri, will be on the hook for it. It was dumb. And also raise your hand if you don't think there's fraud going on with people who are perfectly able to go exist in society and get a job and all that, that are somehow laying at home doing nothing and they're on Medicaid. That's what happened when we expanded it. That was the problem with Obamacare. It expanded access to Medicaid. They tried to make it Medicaid for all. Now, it didn't go quite that far, but they doubled, I wouldn't say doubled, maybe by a third they got that many more people on the public dole for health care. That was the goal of the left. Now, name me one federal program that's ever gotten smaller where the left didn't scream, people are going to die, women are going to die. We've got the soundbite from AOC here this morning saying that women are going to die because of if abortion's not available everywhere. Women will die. And tongue-in-cheek, I asked earlier, how does she know which percentage of the aborted fetuses are women? Because those are the only people that are dying, are the babies. But back to the Medicaid issue. RFK Jr. had a fascinating back and forth with this congressman yesterday who clearly doesn't understand exactly what they're doing. This big, bold reconciliation bill is designed to cut waste and fraud, and that's exactly what they're doing here. Go to cut 12, please.
Oh, the cuts to, you know, this is a, I don't know if you understand this or whether you're just mouthing, you know, the Democratic talking points. The cuts to Medicaid are for fraud, waste, and abuse, and I'll tell you what that means. It means that because of DOGE, we were able to determine, and it's about 8 million people who would be affected. Because of DOGE, we were able to determine that there are a million people who are claiming Medicaid from multiple states. That's illegal. It's theft. You're not allowed to do that. There are another million people who are collecting both under Obamacare and
Secretary, that has nothing to do with the budget that's
actually being proposed.
These are the
only cuts that are being made. These are the only cuts that are being made to Medicaid.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. There are another million illegal aliens. We announced a law yesterday, a rule yesterday, we're not going to pay illegal aliens anymore. And guess what Gavin Newsom did this morning? He said we're going to take all the illegal aliens off the California Medicaid rolls because the feds aren't paying for them anymore. So the compassion ends.
Yeah, thank you. See, it's just like Missouri in a different light. The minute we announced we're cutting back on what we're going to spend, California had to cut back on its program because it was depending on your tax dollars and my tax dollars to fund free health care for illegals in the state of California.
Which is crazy that they're
crazy.
Having any sort of government support.
Perfectly legitimate to cut that wasteful spending out of our government, and nobody's going to die as a result of it. No American citizens. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Tanya J. Powers coming up. There's been a Supreme Court hearing on the question of birthright citizenship. Anchor babies. We're going to find out what the how the court is responding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Coming up. Well, famously, you remember when the president took office, one of the first executive orders he signed, or at least in the first batch, was one ending up challenging birthright citizenship, that if you flew in here on a plane pregnant and had a baby, that should not qualify to automatically be a United States citizen. That's going to go to the Supreme Court today. Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio is covering that story. Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What are we expecting today? So these are oral arguments that the court will decide on quickly or before the end of their session, or what's going on here?
That's a good question. I'm not sure when we're expecting an answer. It is important to note that the court is not deciding the final interpretation of the 14th Amendment, the one that guarantees citizenship to virtually anybody born here. The issue that they are deciding is whether lower court judges can block presidential policies nationwide with what are known as universal injunctions. The birthright citizenship is basically the vehicle that got the Trump administration before the Supreme Court so they could make the argument these judges shouldn't be able to put a nationwide block on things that we want to do and have signed an executive order for. So it's important to understand when they give their ruling, it's not that they're not going to be going, okay, well, here's the ruling, and this is the end-all, be-all on the 14th Amendment. The thing they're arguing in front of them is, should a judge be able to say, we're going to block this on this level, and it's going to apply to the entire country?
Yeah. So they don't even have to consider, I mean, I would think, and I'm not a lawyer, that the constitutionality of it might apply whether or not what these judges did by joining the president was correct or not. Does that make sense?
I mean, it will obviously have an effect on, you know, how the 14th Amendment would be seen, carried out, all of that, depending on what their ruling is, you know, certainly. But I just want to make the distinction of what they're actually arguing in front of them. There were three cases that were brought. One of them was joined by something like 18 states, I think. They were pretty big, but they rolled them all into one, basically, and it's now before the court kind of consolidated about this. And, you know, you've got the one side saying, okay, they're federal judges. They have the power to do this. And the other side is the Trump administration saying, well, we don't think they should. Interestingly enough, because we've seen a lot of this over, especially the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. You know, you'll have a policy or, you know, an executive order or something that's rolled out by a president, Republican or Democrat. And, you know, there'll be a judge that says, you know, somebody will sue. There'll be a judge that says, no, let's put a nationwide block on this. You know, and then it kind of goes up the chain from there. The weird thing about this is when this really caught fire and this trend of this really started, it actually started under President Obama when Republican-led states started asking for these universal injunctions to stop actions that President Obama had made.
Okay.
So, and since then, it's just kind of gained steam, and we keep seeing. I think there are 39 of them so far since Trump took office again that have been issued over different things that he has, you know, rolled out or executive orders he's made.
So there could be some pretty wide ranging implications from whatever decision they reach. Tanya, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Take care. We appreciate that. Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio this morning covering this. So, yeah, it's a little different than what I thought in reading the headlines here. here's the headline from NPR this morning. Let me get back to it. A once fringe theory on birthright citizenship comes to the Supreme Court.
So that's not really it.
That whole thing
is kind of confusing. So they will debate that actual issue at some or that's not even on the agenda.
They would if the lawsuit,
depending on what happens here,
filed in the lower court ever gets to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But apparently what they're considering today is whether or not those lower court judges had the right to impose a universal injunction against the president of the United States, just like they have in other cases involving illegal immigration, the removal of illegals from the country. They've just put a universal stop on him from doing it. Do they have that authority? That's supposedly what the court will debate today. So I'm sure that'll get full coverage here on Fox News Radio and on Fox. We're going to be back with Tom Ackerman right after this.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not
Hey, you're lady!
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio with us this morning. I have not had a chance to talk to you yet about the Pete Rose situation, and I'm anxious to hear your thoughts on this, Tom. The Major League Baseball finally decided that he and Shoeless Joe Jackson and others are going to be able to be eligible for the Hall of Fame in, what, 28, I think it is, if on the ballot?
The same year that Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina will go in together.
How about that?
So I'll be there. You know, if they get in, they get in. I mean, look, I took a hard stance on this a long time ago. I said Pete Rose does not belong in the Hall of Fame.
Oh!
He bet on baseball. Well, he bet on baseball.
Dude.
I mean, it's the most obvious rule. That it's right there. It's plain and simple. As clear as day. So I took a hard stance on that a long time ago. But at this point, you know, it's not up to me. I mean, it's up to the guardians of the Hall of Fame, which are the writers and whoever else ends up voting for this. So if he gets in, he gets in. Great. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame anyway. There's exhibits of him everywhere about all of his accomplishments. If you put him in, then you just put on the plaque what happened and why there was such a delay in getting him in. Tell the story. He was banned from baseball for betting on baseball. And by the way, you know, his career was great. He had the most hits in Major League history, but he also bet on baseball, lied about it, you know, all those things. So I would list all of those things and make sure you have a complete account of what happened. Shoeless Joe Jackson threw the 1919 World Series. That was over a century ago, but it still happened. You know, if you put one in, I think you got to put the other in. If you don't put one in, you can't put both of them in. You can't have one or the other.
Can I ask why he was called Shoeless? Is it a literal?
It's just, you know, an old...
Didn't like
probably
wear shoes?
At some point he was, you know, playing barefoot and his friends named him Shoeless Joe. I don't remember the whole story.
All right.
But
listen to this and react to it here. Oh, I forgot my audio is not playing on my computer today. I was going to play you the soundbite I played yesterday from your friend Bob Costas, who thinks the Major League Baseball screwed up big time. He said a long time ago they could have made this decision, banning Pete from any active involvement in baseball, but leaving it up to the sports writers if they wanted to include him on the ballot for the Hall of Fame, because nothing he did in baseball had any impact on his 4,000-plus hit record. And he thought there should have been a distinction a long time ago, and he said he never agreed with it. He said the rule hasn't changed. I have no problem with them enforcing the rule, but they could have enforced the rule and still let his accomplishments be noted in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what I just said, that you could still put him in, but you note all of what happened on that plaque. So don't just, you know, let it go by without happening. It is part of history, a part of his history, actually. Mm-hmm. It is part of his baseball career.
Explaining the delay.
He was a manager in the game. And how do we not know some of the other times in his life? What do we know and what don't we know? I mean, you can't just say that the guy, this is what he did in baseball and put him in. No, actually, what he did in baseball was also bet on baseball while he was an active manager. So you can't just skate by that. You have to put it in there as well. So, yeah, let the people who put him in the Hall of Fame decide. But put it in their hands rather than just ban him. I don't disagree with that.
He also used the example of he thought the people that use steroids damaged the game a lot worse than Pete Rose ever did. And they're allowed to be on the ballot. He said as to whether or not they ever get voted in is a separate issue.
Bob's right about that.
But, yeah.
I love Bob, but he's not right about that. You can't decide what was more damaging than the other. I don't know that to be fact. I mean, well, what could have been? I mean, had more people start betting on baseball, you can't be a player or manager and bet on the games that you're playing and managing in. It can't happen. It'll destroy sports completely. So you can't tell me that potentially couldn't raise into some fireball. You can't let that happen, ever.
Well, nobody's talking about them changing the rule.
I didn't say change the rule. I'm just, let's not just gloss over the fact. You cannot have it is the number one rule in baseball. Do not bet on baseball. It's written in every clubhouse. Everybody knows it. So Let's not just say, oh, no, you know, that wasn't that big of a deal. It was a big deal. It was a huge deal. It was a massive deal. So, yeah, you could go back and say maybe they shouldn't abandon them and let the writers. Bob's correct about that. That should be the same all the way across. Let the people who vote on the Hall of Fame vote on the Hall of Fame.
What also was a big deal but unrelated was Matt Carpenter coming out yesterday and officially retiring. 14 seasons with the MLB,
yeah, great
12
career.
Of them with
great
the Cardinals.
Career. Yeah. I know. He was a great player, fun player. And he would have loved last night's game. I mean, last night's game was the win of the year for the Cardinals, without question. It was an incredible win for them. They had a 9-game winning streak snapped in game one, in 2-1, and then in game two, they erupt for a 14-7 win over the Phillies. That was a great win for the Cardinals last night.
Yeah.
And they put their foot down on one of the best teams in baseball, and Matt Carpenter would have eaten that up because that was the kind of game that he liked, you know, just getting hot. When he was hot, he was as good a power hitter as there was when he was hot. He could hit bombs all day long. Last night, he would have loved that.
Weren't they down two earlier on?
Yeah, they were down
5-1 and came back.
Scored 5 runs in the third inning to take a 6-5 lead. Then when the Phillies tied it, they went nuts again. They went up 7-6 and then 9-6. And then when the Phillies made it 9-7, the Cardinals said, how about this? And it's 14-7. These old Cardinals teams would have folded. You're down 5-1 in game two. It's late. It's been a long day. They would have, you know, the body language would have been like, eh, let's just, you know, let's call it a day, get to Kansas City and wrap this thing up. All right, we got beat. No, not this team. This is a young, kind of fun Cardinals team. They're all out to prove themselves, and they just crushed. They had 19 hits last night in game two. I mean, that was really, really good, and Carp would have loved that. Carp's one of the best guys I've covered. Really enjoyed his career. He started out kind of, you know, trying to make a name for himself, not very well known, and became one of the great Cardinals. He'll wear a red jacket. He'll be a Cardinals Hall of Famer.
To be clear, he's retiring at the end of the season. He's currently playing right now.
No, he's
right?
Done.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Have you been following the NHL playoffs at all? Because I just realized I hate to even bring this up, lost to Winnipeg. I have completely disconnected from anything related to
NHL. I'm very much in.
They're still playing for the next second round.
I've got to go down the hall and do a sports cast, but I will say that Dallas on the cusp of beating Winnipeg is good for the Blues fans because you won't have to see that goal again.
Yeah.
And if Winnipeg had gone on to win the Stanley Cup, you would have had to relive that for the rest of your life. You might still have to. But the fact that they didn't win is a good thing. Really, really good. Yeah.
There you go.
Do you need
all right,
to run?
Roll. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
See you guys.
See you,
appreciate
Tom.
It, Tom. Thank you very much. You know, another thing that a question we need to get answered this morning, and I don't know the answer to it, is if the Missouri Senate gaveled out yesterday after pulling the PQs and passing a change to Prop A and Amendment 3, mm-hmm. where did it leave the question of funding for a baseball stadium in Kansas City, baseball and football? Nick Schroer talked about it yesterday. He said he voted against using tax dollars for that. The other question was, if it didn't happen, the Royals and the Chiefs were thinking of
moving
offers to move to the state of Kansas, just across the river, and build their stadiums over there in a big cornfield somewhere. So I don't know.
See,
I'll
that
have
actually
to look.
Ever happening? And here's the thing. I mean,
it'll happen. It could happen.
You really think that they would do that?
Absolutely.
Why should taxpayers have?
They
to
shouldn't
cover that. I mean, how much would 2 new stadiums cost?
Well, right. I mean, the owners of these teams are
renovations, or they just want new, like demo it.
They want brand new.
So demo it.
Yeah, they want brand. They want to finance brand new stadiums.
They can't be in the same location because they'd have to take many years off. So
yeah,
it would be somewhere nearby, I guess. Whatever. Seems silly to me.
They got Bush 2 built. They started demolishing in. They started building the new one, and then they demolished the old one and finished it and played the next season. So it can be done.
How did that get covered, by the way? I remember them redoing it, but I don't remember how it got paid for.
I think there were some tax incentives allowed for that, which is a bit of the quandary here. Are they going to not do the same thing for the Royals and the Chiefs? I don't know the answer to that. We'll have to find out if where that stands. I do not know the answer to
Taylor
that.
Swift fans.
I was just thinking while Tom was in here.
Please donate, please.
Oh, for the Chiefs?
We love Travis
I didn't think
Kelce.
About that. Maybe that could be part of it. It could be part of it. All right, we're going to get to another news coming up here in a minute. Next hour, we'll talk to a former Senator Jim Talent, get his take on this Middle East trip that President Trump is on right now and some of the controversies, if you call them that are swirling around about the jet and our relationship with Qatar. How about that? We're also going to talk more about educational choice. Not quite school vouchers, which is what I would support, but something different that the federal government may be trying on. And our guest describes it as a version of Obamacare for education. Is that a good thing? Probably not. We'll talk about that at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, more than 1,000 Starbucks baristas at 75 U.S. stores have been on strike since Sunday. They're angry about the company's new dress code that went into effect on Monday, where they're being told that under those classic green aprons that they're always wearing, they're now being forced to wear a solid black shirt and khaki black or blue denim bottoms. So all these people have gone on strike. It sounds Starbucks is saying, look, this really has not had that big of an impact on our stores. We had to close a handful of stores for maybe an hour, but basically your protest is not that effective. This isn't a big deal, but the people are saying who work there, you know, who cares? What we should be able to wear whatever we want.
Aren't most of those people goths anyway? Wouldn't it be a normal pattern for them?
I mean, arguably, yes.
I mean, multiple tattoos and nose rings and all that stuff. I don't go there very often. I've been there a few times. I'm just kidding. I'm stereotyping you poor Starbucks baristas. Shame on me. Why would anybody do that? I don't know. By the way, did you as a boater, a former boater, I love boating. I don't get to go very much anymore because I had sold my boat a while back. But I saw this story last year, and it's happened again. By the Strait of Gibraltar, there are now orcas, killer whales, attacking boats.
Oh.
Like, how often are you ever going to find yourself near the Strait of Gibraltar? But there's this video going viral. I think it was on TikTok, the video I watched. I don't have TikTok, but you can watch the video whether you're on it or not. And Iona Skorobogadova, I can't even pronounce the name, Skorobogadova.
Nailed it.
captured video of this orca following the boat and then repeatedly ramming the vessel from the side. It keeps slapping the boat with its tail. And they found this once before because apparently one of the boat's rudders injured an orca one time. And the orcas are highly intelligent and angry. And it even caused a boat to sink one time.
I mean, it says orcas, the female orcas can weigh up to 8,800 pounds.
I know.
Mean, that could do some damage.
Yeah. They're
you don't
not,
think about that. But,
they don't appear to be playing.
Yikes.
So anyway, watch out.
Hey, did you hear that HBO is going to go? So they changed a couple years ago, I think, from HBO Max just to Max. And now for whatever reason, they've decided to go back to HBO Max. Can we just keep things the same? Can we stop bundling everything?
Why did they do that?
I don't know. They just a couple months ago, they tweaked their logo and it, yeah, I guess they decided that it was more effective for whatever reason.
Name
to go.
Probably.
To go back to the HBO Max.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I wish I had it because we were in the middle of watching The Last of Us. We watched the first season and now for some reason, something's changed and we no longer have Max on our package, and I can't watch the second season. I've watched an episode of it at my daughter's house one night. She has it, but we don't have it. So I'm kind of bummed about that, whatever they're calling it, right? All right, Sue, you're a double pet owner. You'll get a kick out of this. The new hot thing in the world is a smart dog collar. I'm not just talking about one of those tags, air tags. This is called Saddle AI, SATELLAI, biggest innovation in pet care right now, where I guess you strap this on your dog and it has advanced AI capabilities and can monitor your pet in an unparalleled way.
It's like a fence, like a secure, it's like the invisible fence you can
but
set up.
But it doesn't say how much it costs. We're back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.